The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Graber of Lee. The pledge will be led by Abigail and Molly Height from New Sharon, my daughters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, it's amazing if you think about it. Just a couple weeks ago, I drove home on a Thursday night and the roads were terrible down in our neck of the woods in southern Iowa. And then, you know, last Sunday came back up here in a snowstorm. So again, you go outside today and here's people wandering around their shorts. So, you know, I always tell people, if you don't like the weather you get in Iowa, you just stick around for a little bit and it'll change, right? But I do want to say that, you know, when we start to get into the spring season, we find that time where, you know, the dreariness and the darkness of winter suddenly comes to an end, and now we have spring and the rebirth of the earth. And it's such a powerful thing. I'm reminded of a song that is pretty familiar to me, and that is, "This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Please join with me in prayer. Dear God and Father, we thank you so much for the many blessings that you provide to us. And Lord, we know that the winter season must come so that the ground can go dormant. And now we come to the time of the year where spring comes and the grass and the crops and everything will be coming to life again. And we know, Lord, that this is an example of what happened with your son, Jesus Christ, and that he was in the tomb and then he arose on that third day, the firstborn of many fruits yet to come. We just pray, Lord, that as we start in doing the business of the legislature today, that here in the House, we would feel your presence and your power. We'd be able to do things that would be pleasing to you, and we would look at the decisions that we have to make and the way we interact with other people, and that would be pleasing to you. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. Journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2553 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act requiring the College Student Aid Commission to coordinate certain specified activities within the Iowa College Access Network and making appropriations.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the appropriations calendar.
House File 2554 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act relating to adding functional family therapy and multisystematic therapy for youth as covered services under the Medicaid program.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the appropriations calendar.
House File 2555 by Committee on Appropriations, a bill for an act establishing the Cyber Security Simulation Training Center at Iowa State University of Science and Technology.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the appropriations calendar.
House File 2556 by Committee on Ways and Means, a bill for an act relating to the solar energy system tax credit and including effective date and retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment placed on Ways and Means calendar.
Senate File 2131 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the membership of the District Judicial Nomination Commission.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
Senate File 2298 by Committee on Local Government, a bill for an act authorizing the local emergency management system to assume the duties of the Joint 911 Service Board.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Local Government.
Senate File 2309 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act relating to the milk and associated products by providing certain items related to milk and to be transferred directly to individuals by milk producers owning and operating certain dairy farms, providing for the label of raw milk and associated products and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Agriculture.
Senate File 2328 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act related to the criminal laws, including the disclosure of the defendant's privileged record of the crime of the criminal action, no contact orders, penalties for domestic abuse, assault, limitations on criminal action involving certain sexual offenses and criminal sentencing and corrections, parole and work release, crime victims' rights, discovery in criminal actions, post-conviction relief procedures, certain reporting requirements, conditional guilt pleas, and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Judiciary. Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative James. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement or, I'm sorry, an introduction?
Which one is it? You only get one. You are
I'm
going to
go with the introduction.
You are in order.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, it is spring break week at the Dubuque Community School District, and so I have two very, very special guests I'd love to introduce to the body, so if you two would stand up. To my left is our neighbor, Eileen Jones. It was her birthday, 13th birthday last week, so if you see her today, please wish her happy birthday. And then a very special guest, this is my daughter, Virginia James, who is about to be 12 next month, and they are taking their spring break to learn about state government, which is very exciting, but I am certain that after this week, Ginny will be primarying me as soon as she's able, so I'll get to work now to make sure I can accomplish my agenda before she comes up against me. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, please give my family a warm house welcome.
Welcome to the Iowa House. The chair recognizes the lady from Franklin, Representative Latham. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. Good afternoon. It is also spring break in the Northland, so it is my pleasure to introduce Christy Welsh and her children, Grace and Aiden. They're joining us from the balcony. They have gone south all the way to Des Moines for spring break this year, and so please join me in giving them a warm Iowa House welcome.
And I want to make one introduction too. I want to introduce the four most important people in my life in no particular order. At my desk, my wife, Kate, my daughters, Abigail and Molly, and my mother, Carol. And I would just appreciate if you could give them a warm Iowa House welcome. Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House, and welcome everyone. I can't imagine a better spring break location than right here. Speaking of great spring break locations, Democrats will caucus at 1:30 in room 305.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will also caucus at 1:30 in the Supreme Court chamber.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, the House will stand at ease till the fall of the gavel.